This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. This show is sponsored, of course, by my great friends at U.S. Gold Bureau. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They own the naming rights to our studio. And I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau. Now, keep in mind, these are the guys that the state of Texas named to operate the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. And they've created the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. I'm very honored. The set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All the coins are investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance as well. Order today and you get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. The box holds 500 coins, so you can store your 100 and 400 more. Order online at usgoldbureau.com/root or by phone. Call 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. Toll free anywhere in this country. 800-885-4653. Or once again, the website usgoldbureau.com/root. So Whoopi Goldberg, ever the classy lady, said Trump is taking a giant dump on America. Tuesday on The View, so today on The View, co-host Whoopi Goldberg said she does not recognize Donald Trump as president because he is taking a giant dump on the country. Wait till she finds out how many blacks and Hispanics vote Republican this November. She's going to lose her mind. Because I keep running into black people and Hispanics who are voting Republican for Donald Trump. I keep running into them all the time. Abby Huntsman said, I think there is so much going on in this country that is good, that doesn't always get the attention it deserves. And there are people around the country that feel like their lives are better, that they have more in their paycheck, and that's why he does these rallies, because he's telling himself this is the only time they're going to hear from me about all the things we're working so hard to do. And Joy Behar said, if he would stop the lying, if he would stop abusing the press, if he would stop separating children from their parents, if he would stop destroying the environment, I could get behind that comment. That people have money. I would be like, okay, he's doing a few things I can live with, you know? I have more money in my paycheck, but I don't care because I like to breathe the air. Call me kooky. That's my response to he is doing good things. He separates children from their mothers. Sonny Hostin then chipped in. He's a misogynist. I have a little more money in my paycheck, but I'm raising a little girl. I'm raising a girl that has to deal with something like this. The President of the United States, he's supposed to be a role model, yet he's talking about women in this way. I don't care. I'd rather have less money than if someone would have a stitch of morality in the White House. Then Whoopi Goldberg said, we know everyone will have more money in their paycheck when they realize they can't write anything off. I'm just saying, you know, everybody says there's going to be more, but in the long run, take a look at where you're going to be in 2 years. That's the question, you know. You might have some money now, but you're going to end up spending more because you're not able to write off anything or very few things. So first of all, let me pick that apart. Whoopi Goldberg is a, I don't know if she's a billionaire, but she's certainly worth $100 million, I would guess. She's incredibly rich, 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 filthy rich, top one half of 1% Hollywood spoiled brat woman. And she is now defending the write-offs that Trump eliminated in New York and Los Angeles. She's angry and bitter that she can't write things off that she used to write off. Well, isn't that too bad? You never cared about lower taxes, did you? You Democrats wanted to tax the rich, but now that the rich are being taxed in New York and California, you're mad that you've lost deductions. That's hilarious. Once again, I said I hate hypocrites. It shows you what incredible hypocrites rich liberals are. So then Whoopi continues, but the other thing about him is that, you know, I don't mind if you're making the country better, but you can't take a giant dump on it at the same time. For me, when you talk about people the way you do, when you make fun of people's looks, when you talk about women like they're so dumb they can't remember anything, when you talk about people of Mexican descent like they're not supposed to be in the country, when you talk about crap hole countries, when you talk like that, you know that's not a president I recognize. She added, I can get behind because we're not always going to be happy. I didn't love everything Obama did. I didn't love everything Bush did, but I understood why they were doing it. I do not understand this. I don't understand. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I guess that's why he says you're not very bright, because you don't understand. Because it's very easy to understand. He's making America great again. He's made America great again. I could give you a list of 1,000 things he's done. And as a matter of fact, I wrote the list in my new book, Trump Rules. Okay, Uranium One. FBI refuses to release 36 secret memos involving the Clintons, Russia, and Obama. The FBI has refused to declassify 37 pages of materials related to the Uranium One deal. I wonder why. Citing national security and privacy issues, reports The Hill's John Solomon. The documents are thought to contain information regarding then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's involvement, as well as the Obama administration's knowledge of the controversial Uranium One deal. The existence of the documents became known after a recent Freedom of Information Act release of related material contained an entry entitled Uranium One Transaction. The publicly available portion includes benign material such as public letters from members of Congress who demanded information on Uranium One. So perhaps the FBI's unexpected release, and I use that word loosely since they gave up no public information of importance in the FOIA vault, was a warning flare designed to remind America there might be evidence worth looking at. One former U.S. official had access to the evidence shared with CFIUS, I don't know who that is, during the Uranium One deal, said this to me. There is definitely material that would be illuminating to the issues that have been raised. Somebody should fight to make it public. That somebody could be President Trump, who could add these 37 pages of now-secret documents to his declassification order he's considering in the Russian case. I mean, that's so obvious. You know, the Hillary Clinton regime and the Clinton Foundation picked up $140 million in donations because she allowed the Uranium One deal. And what did Obama know about it? Did the FBI notify then-President Obama that Hillary Clinton and other leaders that they were selling all of our uranium, or a large portion of our uranium, to people that could use it for terrorism? There's a guy named Rosatom. And evidently, Rosatom has a bad background. Let's see, I don't know if it's a company or a person. That's the trouble when you're reading articles on the fly and having a chance to see them. Campbell initially discovered Moscow had compromised the Maryland-based uranium trucking firm, TLI, in violation of Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which bribed a Russian nuclear official in exchange for a contract to transport Russian-mined U.S. uranium, including yellowcake uranium, secured in the Uranium One deal. He delivered bribes from TLI in $50,000 increments to Russian nuclear official Vladimir Makirin of Tenex. Under orders from the FBI, in order to maintain his cover, Campbell fronted hundreds of thousands of dollars he says he was never reimbursed for. As a result of Campbell's work, TLI co-president Mark Lambert was charged with an 11-count indictment in connection with the scheme, while Vladimir Milkerin, who resides in Maryland, was prosecuted in 2015 and handed a 4-year sentence. Campbell says Russian nuclear officials revealed a scheme to route millions of dollars to the Clinton Global Initiative through lobbying firm ARPCO, which was expected to funnel a portion of its annual $3 million lobbying fee to the charity. The contract called for 4 payments of $750,000 each over 12 months. APCO was expected to give assistance free of charge to the Clinton Global Initiative as part of their effort to create a favorable environment to ensure the Obama administration made affirmative decisions on everything from Uranium One to the U.S.-Russian Civilian Nuclear Cooperation Agreement. Campbell told congressional investigators the Uranium One deal, along with billions of other uranium contracts inside the United States during the Obama administration, was part of a Russian uranium dominance strategy involving Tenex and its American arm, Tenem, both subsidiaries of the Russian energy company Rosatom. There's Rosatom. Wow. Basically, there isn't much more that needs to be said. It was just a really, really dirty deal by Hillary and the Democratic Party. Dirty as could be. And she picked up $140 million, and I just don't understand why would anyone be investigating Trump's tax returns, his father Fred Trump's tax returns from 30 and 40 and 50 years ago, and nobody cares about this Uranium One deal that was basically involved national security of the United States of America. Amazing. More holes appear as records raise more questions about Ford's double door story. Well, I told you that. Christine Blasey Ford, she said something about this whole thing came back to her. This whole attempted rape by Brett Kavanaugh came back to her when she decided to build a double door to her home in 2012. Except she built the double door to her home in 2008. So she's a liar. And in 2012, the reason it came to her, in my opinion, is because Mitt Romney ran ads where he said that my Supreme Court nominee leading choice is Brett Kavanaugh. And in that same year, 2012, Planned Parenthood took ads all over the country and superimposed Brett Kavanaugh's picture over Ruth Bader Ginsburg and said, if he replaces her, that's the end of Roe versus Wade. That's where Dr. Christine Blasey Ford got the idea to bring up Brett Kavanaugh. And then, of course, you have traitors to the United States, like former CIA Director John Brennan, who assures us that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, is a, quote, national treasure. A national treasure. Yeah, she's a national treasure, all right. She's buried treasure. Oh, boy. So let's go with this. Under questioning from Senator Dianne Feinstein, Ford described an agonizing after effect of the alleged Kavanaugh attack that caused her to demand that second door. Anxiety, phobia, PTSD-like symptoms are the type of things I've been coping with. More specifically, claustrophobia, panic attacks, that type of thing. Is that the reason for the second front door, she said? Claustrophobia? Correct. The trade-off apparently was evident in Ford's statement that her house does not look aesthetically pleasing from the curb. From the view on Google Earth, one can't see the second door easily, and the house appears no uglier from the curb than it ever did. But a glance at real estate databases about Ford's house are instructive. The Fords bought the house on June 20th, 2007, and the very extensive, very long remodel, including a second front door, were completed under a building permit granted in 2008. So she's a liar. She's a total liar. I said from the beginning, I didn't know anything. I never heard her say anything about two doors. I didn't even know about that. What I said from the very beginning was, I said that she saw it in 2012 when Mitt Romney named Brett Kavanaugh as the man most likely to be Supreme Court nominee, and that could overturn Roe versus Wade. I didn't even know about the two-door story in 2012 that she mentioned, which never happened. It happened in 2008. And then she found out 4 years later because Mitt Romney told her and Planned Parenthood told her. She has been on a mission to destroy Brett Kavanaugh from that moment on. Wade Allyn Root, War Now. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
War now!
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. You hear my voice is back in a big way. I had a couple days last week where it was actually kind of craggly because I just keep talking and talking. I used to get Sundays off at least. I used to work all Saturday and schedule meetings on Saturday because I have so much work Monday through Friday in this radio show and TV show Monday through Friday. And then I would schedule all kinds of meetings all day Saturday. And then Sunday I would finally have one day off. Even God rested on Sunday, right? Now I have my own fantasy sports TV show on CBS Sports TV every Sunday. I film it every Sunday for the following Sunday's airing. So the last two Sundays I filmed for this Sunday and the following Sunday, and this Sunday I'm filming for three Sundays for now. So my point is I work 7 days a week and my voice goes 7 days a week. And so it's just, thank God, everywhere I go I bring my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. Everywhere I go, because I took 3 hours a day on radio and TV, 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year. That does not include interviews. I had two separate interviews this morning. One last night when the show was over. I was on San Diego Radio. This morning, I was on Houston Radio, and another one, I can't even remember which city I was in. I'm like that Southwest Airlines commercial where you don't even remember where you are. Hello, Milwaukee! And you're in Chicago, you know? Embarrassing. And now Sundays. I had Sundays. Sunday is an eight-hour day. On set, 8 hours filming this fantasy football show. But all my problems have gone away because my throat is now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests. My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I pop them all day long. I pop them all show long. I pop them during the fantasy show. On Sundays, silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and lozenge. When the liver silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking at a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of root, cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I demand. I urge you try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Your voice, your throat will never feel better. You will never get sick. Call 866-660-9868. I'm telling you, colds are a thing of the past for me. 866-660-9868. And remember, that's with me working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two young kids still in the house who are in school. And so they can come up with germs, right? I don't get sick. I never catch the cold. 866-660-9868. I've been on radio 2.5 years and TV 1.5 years, and I've never, ever lost my voice for the day, ever. Never had to miss a show. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com, tell them Wayne Root sent you. Thanks for sponsoring the show. Keep in mind, they didn't come to me, and suddenly I started saying I take this stuff. I went to them. I went to my doctor's suggest, and I got the CEO on the phone, and I said, guys, I've been taking this for 2+ years, and it saved my life. There's no other way with my hoarse voice. I'd be on the radio and never miss a show. You guys are a lifesaver. You should sponsor the show. And they said, great, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, two developments I want to get to real quick. Huge development. Feinstein moves to seal the FBI investigation as the case collapses. I love this. This is great. Dianne Feinstein is under fire for comments she made about the validity of sexual assault claims made against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. For the past several weeks, Democrats and their liberal media allies have publicly excoriated Brett Kavanaugh, obviously intent on derailing Kavanaugh's nomination by creating a massive public outcry and rendering him toxic to moderate Republicans. Democrats had no problem in smearing him with every sordid detail of allegations that probably never happened. Yet, despite a blatant attempts to assassinate his character and destroy him, he managed to clear the Senate Judiciary Committee on Friday with the condition the FBI open a limited investigation into several allegations lodged against him. All indications thus far from the investigation suggests nothing new will be found to stop Kavanaugh. Now Democrats suddenly want to ensure that any information discovered about Kavanaugh is kept secret, so only members of the Senate and select staffers will be permitted to see what the FBI produces after concluding the probe. Are you kidding me? Are you joking? Do you know what that must mean? If there was one bad word about Brett Kavanaugh, they'd want to spread it to the world. But they must have found out the whole case is a joke. CNN reporter Elizabeth Landers noted as much in a tweet. Quoting committee ranking member Dianne Feinstein, Landers tweeted, Feinstein indicates the FBI reported Kavanaugh should not, capitalized, N-O-T, capital not, be made public. It would seem to me that if people are going to be identified, this ought to be held very close and not. I think the investigation ought to be closely held, she reiterated. Funny, Feinstein didn't seem all that concerned about keeping people's identities closely held when the letter sent to her from Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, was leaked to the media. Nor did she exhibit any such concern when she publicly spoke about some of the other individuals named by Ford or the other accusers who had popped out of the woodwork in Ford's wake. And CNN report noted Feinstein has demanded the FBI inform her of everyone the agency is talking to as part of the probe. So now the American public will never be allowed to see it. They're never going to see the conclusions reached by the Senate following a secret report from the FBI. I think this is hilarious, and Donald Trump should demand it be open to the public. Demand it. Wayne Allyn-Root, worn out. We'll be right back. We got a great guest coming up. James Hurston, right here with the Hollywood Gossip.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
A hazardous response team was sent to Texas Senator Ted Cruz's Houston office after he received an envelope that contained a white powdery substance. Authorities at the Pentagon also say they found two packages suspected of containing ricin, with one of those packages addressed to Defense Secretary James Mattis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said a vote for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will take place later this week. Many senators have voiced their displeasure for how Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has been treated, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
I keep telling my colleagues that this is the new normal. God help us all. Who would want to be a judge in this environment? And we've got to turn this around before it's too late. Taking Kavanaugh down would unleash forces from the darkest side of American politics in perpetuity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK. 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 That's 844-972-BACK.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
WAR now. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, great letter from Larry, a longtime loyal listener to the show. Larry says Feinstein is now under investigation herself. She wants to make it impossible to use the report, FBI report against her in the ongoing investigation against her. Well, I don't know, Larry. I hope that's true. But every time I think it's the Clintons going to jail, every time I think it's Obama going to jail, every time I think it's any one of a number of Democrats and FBI leaders and DOJ leaders and CIA leaders, nothing ever materializes with Jeff Sessions in the way. So I don't know. But there's no question that Feinstein looks real bad here. She's the leaker. She is the leaker. Her staff is the leakers. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor. Forget about the leaker. It's the sponsor. Matter of fact, if you have a leaking problem, you need good health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is the alternative to health insurance. I used to have Aetna. That's health, classic health insurance. They charged me $2,000 a month, and they covered nothing. Now I've got Liberty HealthShare. It's a Christian health sharing organization. There's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined Liberty HealthShare. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Our rights come from God, not from government. So stop telling, letting other people tell you what to do. Don't be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care and do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. For more information, that's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show. And by the way, I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. If you don't want to save an extra $36,000 over 2 years, don't call Liberty. If you do, call 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, we've got a great guest every Tuesday. My fans love him, James Hertzen, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website is jameshertzen.com. James, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, Wayne. I think things are really turning our way.
I think Kavanaugh is going to be in like Flynn, and I think we're going to win the election in November. Even if whether he's in or not, people are going to take it out on the Democratic Party. I don't know if you saw, it's been my big news story today, is that in North Dakota, Heidi Heitkamp, super popular incumbent Democratic senator, was up big, and since the Kavanaugh hearing, she's down by 10 points to a guy I never heard of. You know, I think this is happening all over the United States, all over the United States.
We're thinking the same way. I thought that is like a barometer. That's like the canary in the coal mine, and that's why today we're seeing a lot of backtracking. We're seeing Dianne Feinstein talk about Kavanaugh's decisions. We're seeing some backtracking by Flake. And I think that that's a big swing. And in that same poll, it showed that about 60% of the voters favor Kavanaugh, favor his confirmation. That's kind of a message. And you know what it reminds me of, Wayne? You remember the Wellstone Memorial in 2002?
Yes.
That was, so the Democrats outrageously politicized that Paul Wellstone Memorial, and they underachieved in 2002. They lost the Senate in Minnesota. Norm Coleman beat Walter Mondale. And they lost a lot of seats they were supposed to win. They were backtracking right afterward. They realized they had messed up. John Kerry called Trent Lott, who was the Republican leader at the time, who had been booed really unceremoniously. They showed their mean and hateful side. And I think that's what's happening. I think that people are starting to pay closer attention, and as they see these accusers' stories unravel, and they realize that their husbands, their sons, their brothers,
their fathers,
men in this country, their fathers, exactly, that this attack is an attack on all men. It's an attack on manly pursuits. It's an attack on men who drink beer. It's an attack on men who play sports. It's an attack of men who gather around with other men. It is this notion that turns due process on its head, this idea that somehow you have a presumption of guilt rather than a presumption of innocence, which we saw these Senate Democrats unseemly repeat this in public, including the minority leader, Chuck Schumer. It's amazing.
All right, let's talk about your column today. It talks about GoFundMe accounts raising a ton of money for this Christine Blasey Ford. And my question has been all along, why on earth would you need to raise a lot of money for Christine Blasey Ford if her lawyers are working for free?
Well, see, that's a real interesting question. And what you're talking about, there were two GoFundMe accounts that brought in this money. There's something like 40 of them out there supposedly raising money for Christine Ford. But these two, one ostensibly was for security for her and her family, and the other was just a blanket, let's support Christine Blasey Ford. But let's support Christine Blasey Ford raised about $530,000. And the one, and in a real short time, just a matter of a little over a week, the other one raised like $210,000. So we're talking about a total of $740,000. For most people, that's a serious amount of money. And remember, the two Judiciary Committee members, Democrats, Kamala Harris and Dick Durbin, went on television and said, the reason we have to believe Christine Blasey Ford is she has nothing to gain. Well, $740,000. And I noticed that because I was visiting when I was writing this article. I'm going to GoFundMe to check it out. Another account appeared by the same people who raised the $530,000. They were called the Christine Blasey Ford team. And it was up, and then it disappeared. And I think that it's because this has been publicized by select conservative media now, and they stopped collecting on those two accounts I'm talking about. I think they were worried, if the public hears it's over a million, that it would just be devastating for them. But the fact is, this is a dangerous thing, and my colleague, law professor Jonathan Turley, has been on TV talking about it. If you start paying witnesses because you're going to compensate them for testifying, then you're doing something that could basically corrupt the legal system. And to give an example of that, one of Ford's attorneys, a guy named Michael Bromwich, he was the one that interrupted and claimed that they were pro bono. This
right.
guy is the lawyer. First of all, he's a Democrat operative. He was an appointee for Obama and Clinton, but he also is the lawyer for Andrew McCabe. And when Andrew McCabe was fired, all of a sudden a GoFundMe site appeared called Friends of Andrew McCabe, and in a matter of weeks raised $530,000, which were specifically raised to cover legal fees. And the lawyer, again, is Ford's lawyer, Michael Bromwich. And that page, it turned out the friends were the Bromwich Group, a K Street lobbying group founded by Michael Bromwich. This is the kind of thing that Jonathan Turley is warning us about. Because what it does is it infects the justice system. And GoFundMe, for example, in most of these crowdfunding pages, anyone can launder money through there. So if an organization, say, controlled by, what's his name, George Soros, and he wants to give Christine Blasey Ford, he can do it anonymously. He just does it in little donations. He can arrange for those little donations, and no one's going to know unless they sue and they subpoena and that sort of thing. But if this is a completely new and unregulated area, and we know, look, not only is she monetarily compensated, the media's already put her on a pedestal. She's on that same pedestal with Anita Hill. And there's going to be all kinds of opportunities and accolades coming her way for the rest of her life.
You know what I wanted to go over with you? Because you're an attorney, so you're a smart guy. When they asked Brett Kavanaugh repeatedly during the hearing, I would have answered very differently. When they asked him, why won't you say that you will open an FBI investigation? He kept saying, I can't open it, you guys can. But it's not going to do anything for you because all they're going to do is interview and then file, what is it, 323s or whatever it's called. They're going to file something, and they file certain little notes. And all it does, they report the interview, and if he said and she said, they come to no conclusion. conclusion. That's interesting. And okay, he said that. But you know what I would have said? I would have said, are you guys for real? Do you realize what you're asking me to say? Yes, I want an FBI investigation. That's another $1 million in legal bills. Aren't these all his legal bills? When you say, yes, I want an FBI investigation to clear my name, after you've already done everything that was already done to clear his name, isn't that another $500,000 to $1 million in lawyers' bills to defend you against an FBI investigation?
Yeah, I mean, no question about it.
So that's what they're asking to do, to commit financial suicide.
And this is a guy who already had six FBI investigations, and you know, wanting a seventh one. The fact is, all they wanted, and that's why Dick Durbin made the most dramatic thing, says, why won't you turn to the president's counsel and demand an FBI investigation? They wanted it to stall. They want to delay. FBI investigation means delay. When it didn't work with Kavanaugh, they worked on Blake. And you saw what happened with that.
All right, and when we get back, I'm going to ask all kinds of other questions, from Rosie O'Donnell to Wanda Sykes to Bill Maher, of our guest, the Hollywood guru, James Herson. But I also want to ask him what he thinks about Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein, moving to seal the FBI investigation. She must think, or she must know, that it shows absolutely nothing and the whole thing's a fraud. Because if it didn't show the whole thing was a fraud, she'd never move to seal it. Never! I want to get James' thoughts on that when we get back. And one of my great listeners, Keith, reminds me, it's 302s. Remember I said I know the number? The FBI does interviews and they file 302s. Right back at you. We're now. Wayne Root. Thank you.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests, all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. The reality is emergencies usually strike without warning. We're surprised when the stock market crashes or power goes out. Certainly with earthquakes, there's no warning. These things just happen, and when it's breaking news, it's too late to prepare. You're just scrambling and fighting from behind and panicking. The best thing you can do is prepare for natural disasters or emergency situations while things are calm. Ask yourself right now, how could you feed your family or yourself for 2 weeks with the food you have at home at this moment? If not, it's time to act and secure an emergency food supply. I use My Patriot Supply, and you should too. A two-week kit will get you started. This week it's on sale for only $75 when you go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com, or call 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540. These food kits include meals that last up to 25 years in storage. Order now and prepare yourself. There are no surprises. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. We've got our guest here, the great James Herson, our New York Times bestselling author, law professor, Hollywood expert, website jamesherson.com. James, tell me about Bill Maher. He says Lindsey Graham needs his dead boyfriend, John McCain. That is, if I said that or any conservative said that, we would be homophobic, we'd be terrible people, we'd be vicious, disgusting, gay haters, but a liberal gets away with it, and I haven't heard anything bad about that. Nothing, really.
No, and where are the gay organizations on this? You know, there were a whole series of what would be described as homophobic attacks on Lindsey Graham, including Saturday Night Live, including Rosie O'Donnell attacking him. And, yeah, Bill Maher saying, first of all, that insults John McCain, who Bill Maher is supposed to revere, by calling John McCain Lindsey Graham's dead boyfriend. Jimmy Kimmel did something similar. He told a joke, and he used the name of Liberace in the joke. Liberace, known as a gay individual. So it's part of this demented hypocrisy that they have, which really the bottom line is they don't care how they do it. This is a means, end justifies the means. They will say anything, and the media will report anything. You know, the story that they're reporting that Brett Kavanaugh threw ice when he was in college when he was drinking. He threw
the dumbest
ice.
Thing I've ever heard in my entire life. The dumbest.
It's like, next thing you know, they're going to go and say when he was a little kid, he threw snowballs. I mean, but it's like, and I know this is on your list of things to talk about, but it perfectly segues. When NBC News actually aired an interview with Michael Avenatti's ridiculous accuser, Julie Swetnick, she goes on the air and says, well, I really can't say for sure that it was Brett Kavanaugh. I can't say for sure that he did it. I can't say for sure. And I have no corroboration. And they say they have no corroboration. Here's the thing to remember. This is NBC. This is the same organization who, according to Ronan Farrow, refused to go forward with the story on Harvey Weinstein when Ronan Farrow had lined up a dozen women. Many of them had gone on the record. He had evidence galore. Oh, no, Ronan, we can't go forward with that about our buddy Harvey Weinstein, but we're going to go forward with this Julie Swetnick story? That is an embarrassment. And, of course, that's another one of these stories that even the New York Times wouldn't publish. But that's the kind of media environment we're living in, and I think it's the same thing. It's a blind hatred, and part of it is the agenda, knowing that this is the Kennedy seat. A lot of people say, well, Neil Gorsuch didn't have this problem. Well, that's because it was Scalia for Gorsuch. It was an even trade. But we're talking about the swing vote, Kennedy, and Kavanaugh being more conservative than Kennedy. So they're going to fight with everything they got. Makes you wonder, what will the Democrats do when Ginsburg steps down? I mean, what kind of crazy, head-exploding things will they do? It's hard to even imagine.
Yeah, scary stuff. And by the way, I want to make the point that when John McCain was someone who made liberals happy and satisfied them and screwed over Trump and Republicans and his own voters and his own supporters and every Tea Party person, when he screwed them all over again and again and again, and he did the dirty work of George Soros as a Republican senator, everybody loved Lindsey Graham, and not one liberal said a word about Lindsey Graham being gay. Now, all of us on the right always suspected Lindsey Graham was gay. I always thought he seemed like he was gay. But nobody ever said anything on the left or in the media. Now that Lindsey Graham broke away and John McCain died, Lindsey Graham seems to be his own man now, and he's become a Trump friend and ally. Guess what? All of a sudden now, they're outing him. Well, they didn't out him before. It just goes to show you the way they treat you when you're conservative versus liberal. Right there.
That's exactly right. And I do want to bring back, you teased at the break about Feinstein moving to seal the FBI investigation. That is proof that they've got nothing. Because this is the letter leaker. She doesn't keep anything a secret if it helps her. So that means this FBI investigation is going nowhere for the Dems if Kavanaugh gets confirmed.
And she's worried that it might look bad to her. She's worried that she could wind up the one who gets censured by the United States Senate for the dirty deed of going after this guy, of leaking everything, and also holding back the report when she interviewed him one-on-one. If he was guilty of rape, why did you not mention it in the interview? She's the one
who's in
the bullseye right now, I think. All right, hey, thank you, James. We got to run. James Herson, time goes fast. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jamesherson.com. Coming up next, it's Newsmax TV, my show, Wayne Allyn Show, Bill O'Reilly's Talking Points, and lots to talk about.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.